This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back here with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball, and we're also available on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there, and it is my pleasure to welcome my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, back to his show. Chef Andrew, good morning.
Good to be back. Good morning. Thank you.
Chef Andrew, we should mention we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Chef Andrew, we have kind of a bad connection. What we're going to try to do, we're going to call you right back. And while we're waiting to reconnect with Chef Andrew, I want to talk about a very special wine dinner that is coming up at Broadway by Amar Santana next Thursday. And it is a benefit for the charity called One Mind, which supports brain health research and advocacy. And it really is an incredible evening because the winery is the Staglin Family Winery in the Rutherford Bench of Napa Valley, which is a family-owned winery, very high-end wines, that is owned and run by two generations of the founding Staglin family. And I think we have Chef Andrew back with a better connection. Chef Andrew, are you there?
I'm here.
There we go. Much better. Chef Andrew, I'm just talking about this incredible winemaker dinner that is coming up at Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach next Thursday at 6 p.m. It's the Staglin Family Vineyard. Two generations of the founding Staglin family still own this magnificent winery that is in the Rutherford Bench. And before I talk about a course or two, Chef Andrew, you go way back with Amar Santana. And when he does a winemaker dinner, Chef Andrew, is this going to be something memorable in your experience?
I mean, I've said for years, and I'm not just, you know, throwing this out there, and I don't say this lightly, he's probably one of the best chefs in all of California, if not the nation. So any dinner that he does, be it a wine dinner or even just bar snacks, you're going to get the best of the best. So for a wine dinner like this, yeah, I mean, you know, I got to confirm with the wife, but I might just show up back behind the kitchen and start eating the scraps.
Listen, if you show up, Chef Andrew, you know your friend Amar, he's going to put you to work. So be a little careful about that. But just without going into every course, it's five courses. Every course but the dessert is going to be paired with a Staglin family vineyard wine. And remember, Rutherford Bench, Napa Valley, in terms of quality of California wines, it doesn't get any better than that. Starting out with, interestingly enough, is a sea urchin risotto, and that is paired with the Staglin Family Vineyard Sala Chardonnay, Napa Valley. So it's a great way to start with a Napa Valley Chardonnay. And then another course, the concluding savory course that gets my attention, is the grilled aged ribeye, beef ribeye, with braised beef heart schnitzel. Boy, I'd like to get a taste of that. Braised collard greens, trumpet mushrooms, and with a bordelaise sauce. And that's going to be one rich dish. And of course, that has to be paired with the Staglin Family Vineyard Estate Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. So it's got a little bottle age on that. So again, for our wine appreciating listeners out there, Chef Amar Santana, Staglin Wine Dinner, Thursday evening, starting at 6 o'clock. Small, you know, group of folks, so you're really going to get spoiled incredibly. And what's really wonderful is that this is a charitable event for One Mind, which supports brain health research and advocacy. So, boy, another star, I think, in Chef Amar's toque. Chef Andrew, making an odd transition, but something serious of great urgency that has been in the local press this last week is a very prominent family-owned second-generation Mexican restaurant in Sherman Oaks, Casa Vega, the Vega family, now run by the daughter of the founder, Christy Vega. They had an incident where their refuse cans were set afire, documented by a homeless person in the area. Fortunately, no damage to the restaurant. But what was really serious is their refuse containers are right by their grease trap. And if our audience doesn't understand, grease is a very combustible material. And if that fire had gotten into the grease trap, probably there would have been an explosion. But the sad news here is when their current liability, their restaurant insurance policy, and you can't have a restaurant without insurance, particularly liability insurance, when it comes up in the next month or so, their carrier is not renewing restaurant policies in California anymore. Chef Andrew, from a working restaurateur's point of view, I mean, this is incredible. You know, your thoughts.
Yeah, this happened with us as well. We got dropped by the insurance carrier, and I was, you know, initially my thoughts were, oh, I'll just get another insurance policy. No big deal, right? Everybody knows there's always somebody knocking on your door trying to sell you insurance. Nope, not as easy as I thought. It took me weeks and so much more in money to get a policy, and the policy itself, frankly, isn't even a great policy. I've got to do add-ons and more add-ons and more add-ons. And even our insurance agent told us that there's not even the guarantee that, you know, this is going to be a long-term policy and that we've got to start looking at ulterior options right now. So I started looking into this and why is this happening? It's happening both commercially and residentially. And insurance carriers are leading the state in mass. It's really an issue primarily for multiple reasons, right? Claims are way up. The cost of doing insurance in California is way up because it's got the highest regulatory framework. Crime is obviously, as we know, you know, Prop 47, AB 109. Crime is a major issue with all businesses and residences in California. So insurance carriers don't feel like covering all those costs. Now, what they're suggesting is not to actually file reports if you have some sort of a criminal event in your restaurant because your rates are either going to get skyrocketed or you're going to get dropped by your insurance carrier. So it's a real issue right now in California.
Chef Andrew, really unfortunate and one we're going to watch very closely because, as I said leading into this, you can't be operating a restaurant without liability insurance. So what you're saying is you're paying more and getting a lot less. Next week, we're going to bounce and talk about the ultimate recipe for French fries, something a little lighter. But thank you, Chef Andrew. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. My thanks to Tony here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next week, we're back with a great live show. Restaurateur Bob Spivak, who created the Grill on the Alley in Beverly Hills, is going to be with us. He has a memoir. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Remember, Alan Beyer returns the first Saturday in April. Following us today is Angels Cactus League play. Be safe. Dine well and good eating.